John Barry, he says USAJobs.gov is serving 94% of users now, so the vast majority of people are able to get on and look for jobs, apply for jobs. The site, and it's in the past 8 days since the version launched, it's processed more than 141,000 job applications. Barry says that's good news, but he says, you know, he knows that's cold comfort to those job seekers who are still getting the error messages.
As in any transition, there are bumps. And obviously, we've been experiencing a few bumps. And I want to apologize for any inconvenience that has caused people. But the good news is we're well underway with it. We are aware and working it very hard.
He was speaking at a National Council on Labor Management Relations yesterday. So the people he was speaking to were either those in agency, human resources, and management, or representing unions and associations.
So then what is happening to the 6% of users who are still having problems? What's that about?
Right. There's still a good chunk of people who are frustrated because they get a screen that says, please come back later. And Barry says that's happening at peak hours only. He likened it to waiting on the telephone if you're on hold for a while.
I was just online with Citibank this week. I'm trying to refinance, you know, a mortgage. And, you know, waited 45 minutes online. and never actually got through. So this is, you know, look, there are high volume periods of the day. And I realized, you know, I'm calling at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. I should probably try to call back at 9 o'clock, you know, when it'll be less volume and the line will be shorter. So we're experiencing for certain hours of the day this high peak demand.
So basically, the site is not letting everybody in because if it did, it would crash. So those few people, they're getting a message saying try back again later. And yesterday, I tried this three times. It was roughly between like 3:30 and 4:30 in the afternoon, and I did get that error message. And I kept hitting the button refresh, refresh, and within 5 minutes, I got in. Now, I just went online to USAJobs.gov now while we're talking, and I will say that now it seems to be perfectly fine. So if anybody out there is listening and wants a new job, I recommend going online now because you know it's working. But if you do get that message that says try back again later, just hit the refresh button on your browser. Sometimes you have to hit it again and again, but it does work.
We are talking with reporter Emily Kopp about the new USAJobs.gov website. And this, Emily, as you had been reporting, was a long-anticipated update. OPM took control of that site. They took it back from Monster Government Solutions. The whole idea was to save money and use that open-source architecture just to make it easier for agencies and contractors to also get involved and hook their portals up to it. So why is this causing so many problems?
Well, OPM says it's getting 2.5 million users a day, and Barry says that's just far more than they intend.
The capacity, we designed it to be sort of, you know, three times the high load. We are exceeding that significantly. And so that's what's causing, you know, this stress on the system is it's greater than what, you know, anybody projected.
He says they don't know why OPM's numbers were so off. You know, maybe people just want to check out the site because they've heard a lot about it, so that means there's just a short-term bump in volume. Or it could be a longer-term trend like the economy, which means that people are going to be coming to the site in greater numbers because they need jobs.
It's sort of a good news, bad news problem to have, but mm-hmm. How is OPM dealing with it?
Well, it's buying more server capacity in a hurry. Barry says the hardware should be in place no later than next week, hopefully earlier, hopefully this week. And OPM is also reaching out to site users.
We're updating our Facebook page more frequently. We're increasing our communication to our users. And we're strengthening that feedback loop so that as we find ideas that, you know, look, is this a good idea? Is this a software change we should make? Is this a bug that we need to, you know, fix or resolve? I can tell you we have people working 7 days a week, you know, round the clock on this. We've got sort of a shift mentality until we get this in smoother water.
So he says users should keep the comments coming on the USA Jobs Facebook and Twitter pages.
Okay, so what are the most common complaints then that OPM is hearing?
Right. Well, so since so many people are now able to use the site, the biggest complaint is that they have to redo their username and passwords, and that's not going to change. I mean, that Barry says OPM is working to make that process simpler, faster, but it can't be helped. And he said, by the way, you know, agencies are also having some problems with
this. Every agency's got a plug-in, and every agency uses other private sector products. Some, are experiencing more bugs than others, and we're working through that. And we're not going to rest until we've got everybody happy.
Reporter Emily Kopp bringing us up to speed on that. Emily, just before we let you go, really quickly, what is it that we should be looking for down the line? What I know you're going to continue to follow this story.
Right. Well, hopefully, like OPM is saying, these are just, you know, the early day kinks, and they're working through, and the site is going to work smoothly and be able to have a, you know, suit all the people. Have all the people who want to use it at the same time. Barry says there are some benefits, like people will be able to, or I should say they are able to now save their documents on the site, which means that they can apply to one job with the same documents as another job. They're not going to have to retype all that information in. So there are going to be benefits to them. There's supposed to be benefits to agencies as well, just a smoother connection between whatever agency portal they have and USAjobs.gov. But, you know, also what he was saying was, you know, if more people are really using the site and applying for jobs, that does mean more work for agencies. They're going to be getting more resumes and applications and have to go through them because people want to work for the federal government.